Welcome to episode 632 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Since late February, we have been airing a series called Perspectives on Easter, which is focused on the people who played both major and minor roles in the Easter narrative, as well as the relevant places, practices, artifacts, and traditions related to Easter. We are almost at the end of that series and we thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you have been blessed by what we have shared with you. Acts 4 verse 33. With great power the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all. The apostles were deeply convinced by their experience of the risen Jesus, which gave them the courage and determination to share the message of the resurrection with others. Their powerful testimony attracted many people to the Christian faith. The apostles focused their message on the resurrection, as it was the key event that confirmed Jesus' identity as the Messiah and demonstrated God's power over death. The resurrection was essential to the early Christian proclamation and played a crucial role in the development of the faith. About 20 times in the book of Acts, the apostles and other followers of Jesus preach, teach, or testify about Jesus being raised from the dead.
Today's top 10 list.
10 characters in the book of Acts who directly mention or allude to the resurrection of Jesus.
Number 1.
The Apostle Peter. In his first sermon after the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, Peter preaches about the resurrection of Jesus and its significance for believers. In Acts 2 verse 24 he proclaims, "But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." In verse 32, he declares, "God raised Jesus from the dead, and we are all witnesses of this."
Number 2.
The Apostles, John and Peter. When they heal a beggar, who was lame from birth, at the temple gate in Jerusalem, John and Peter use the opportunity to preach about the resurrection of Jesus. Speaking to a crowd of people from Solomon's portico, Peter says in Acts 3 verses 15 to 16, "You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. And we are witnesses of this fact. Through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed, and you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes." As Peter and John continue preaching to the people about Jesus' resurrection and salvation through faith in him, they draw the attention of the religious leaders, who are disturbed by their message and concerned about their influence on the people. As a result, Peter and John are arrested and brought before the Sanhedrin, which is the highest Jewish council of priests, elders, and scribes at the time. During their trial, Peter and John demonstrate boldness and courage, despite being in front of the same council that had condemned Jesus to death. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter addresses the council in Acts 4 verse 10, "Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well." He goes on to proclaim that salvation can only be found through Jesus. The Sanhedrin is amazed by the confidence of the apostles, considering they are not formally educated or part of the religious elite. The council recognizes that they have been with Jesus and cannot deny the miraculous healing. However, they want to prevent the spread of Jesus' teachings, so they command Peter and John not to speak or teach in the name of Jesus anymore. Despite the threats, Peter and John respond by asserting that they cannot stop sharing what they have seen and heard. The Sanhedrin, unable to punish them further without causing a public uproar, releases them. Peter and John return to their fellow believers, and they all continue to pray for boldness and proclaim the message of Jesus with even greater intensity.
Number 3.
The Deacon Stephen. In his defense before the Sanhedrin, Stephen preaches about the history of Israel and its rejection of Jesus, culminating in his resurrection. This is what he says in Acts 7 verses 51 to 53. "You stubborn people. You are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? That's what your ancestors did, and so do you. Name one prophet your ancestors didn't persecute. They even killed the ones who predicted the coming of the righteous one, the Messiah whom you betrayed and murdered. You deliberately disobeyed God's law, even though you received it from the hands of angels.
Number 4.
Philip the Evangelist. When he preaches to the Ethiopian eunuch, Philip uses the opportunity to explain the significance of Jesus' death and resurrection. The eunuch was reading Isaiah's prophecy about the sacrifice of Jesus. Acts 8 verse 35. Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture he told him the good news about Jesus.
Number 5.
Ananias, a disciple of Jesus who resided in Damascus. In Acts 9, Ananias is used by God not only to restore Paul's sight, but to bring him to a saving knowledge of the gospel. After his baptism, Paul, having received instruction from Ananias, begins a ministry which will center on the resurrection of Jesus.
Number 6.
The Apostle Paul. Throughout the book of Acts, Paul preaches about the resurrection of Jesus and its importance for believers. Here are just two instances. Acts 17 verses 2-3. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days, he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ." Acts 17 verses 30-31. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead.
Number 7.
Paul's companions, Barnabas, Silas, and others. In Acts 13 verses 30-31, Barnabas and Paul share the message of Jesus' resurrection in the city of Antioch, but God raised him from the dead, and for many days he was seen by those who had traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. In Acts 15, Silas is chosen to accompany Paul and Barnabas to deliver the Jerusalem Council's decision to the church in Antioch. Silas, along with Paul, proclaims the resurrection of Jesus throughout their missionary journeys.
Number 8.
James, the brother of Jesus and one of the leaders of the early Christian church. At the Council of Jerusalem, James refers to the resurrection of Jesus as evidence that the gospel message is for Gentiles as well as Jews.
Number 9.
Apollos, the Alexandrian Jewish Christian preacher and teacher who is a contemporary and colleague of Paul. When he arrives in Ephesus, Apollos preaches about Jesus and the resurrection.
Number 10.
Agrippa. In his conversation with Paul, King Agrippa, a grandson of Herod the Great and the last Jewish king of Judea, acknowledges the truth of Paul's message about the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection shaped the message, provided hope, and motivated believers to spread the faith, ultimately contributing to the growth and expansion of Christianity. Father, thank you for the boldness and power of your apostles in Acts. We ask that you fill us with the same spirit, so we may fearlessly share your love, grace, and the message of salvation through Christ. Help us to be a living testimony of your transformative power, and may your blessings be upon us as we serve you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.